The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got it all to come
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
The heart, hand, and the honor of an intercessor. Who is an intercessor? An intercessor is like a mediator, an intermediary, an arbitrator, a negotiator, a peacemaker. But for our own specific definition, we said what? An intercessor is someone who prays, who pleads, who petitions or begs God in favor of another person. Amen. In the New Testament, we are all called to be priests. We are all priests. In the Old Testament, it was some group of people that were priests. And those were the ones who could approach unto God, who could pray, who could approach unto God, who could come close to God. But now in the New Testament, we are all called to be priests. We are all priests of God. We can all approach unto God. So we are commanded to pray. Pray for yourself, but don't just pray for yourself. Pray for others. And don't just pray for others, pray for others that are Christians and others that are not Christians. Amen. So don't just pray for yourself, pray for others, Christians and non-Christians. To the extent the scripture says what? Pray for your enemies. So don't be one of those that pray against their enemies. You know, there are people who pray, who fast. Oh, they can pray. Oh my God. They pray against their enemies. The scripture says we should do what? Bless. And do what? Curse not. We bless in prayer. We don't curse in prayer. God knows how to take care of them. Do good unto them that persecute you. Say, pray for them. By so doing, doing good for them, doing good to them, by so doing, you will heap coals of fire upon their head. Because God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Let God fight for you. You don't have to fight for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't pray against your enemies. Pray for your enemies. The heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. Jesus is our number one example of an intercessor. The scripture says we are all priests. Jesus is our high priest. He is the presiding high priest over the house of God. Now, in order to know and understand the heart and hand of an intercessor, we have to consider this Jesus. We have to consider this high priest of our profession. We have to consider this high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him that called him, just as Moses was faithful over the house of God. He was faithful over the house of God. We, as priests also, are called to be faithful in the house of God. You may not be over the house of God, but you are in the house of God. You can be faithful. You should be faithful. We should be faithful in the house of God. Amen. Now, I love this scripture in Isaiah 53:12, one of our key scriptures. And it's very short, you know, laconic scripture, very short to the point. I think it captures for us the capsule, this capsule we are trying to chew. The heart, hand, and the honor of an intercessor. Isaiah 53:12. And we're going to go right into it. Isaiah 53:12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. As Isaiah 53:12. Wow, that's powerful. It's loaded. It's heavy. What does this mean? What does this scripture mean? Look at this scripture. I can say right away, Lord, make me a practicing intercessor. I may not be a titled intercessor. Hallelujah. You may not be a titled intercessor, but you bear the name. You bear the name. The Lord will make you a practicing intercessor in the name of Jesus. What does this scripture mean? In this scripture, what is the honor of an intercessor that we can see? What is the honor of an intercessor that we can see? It says what? Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great. Who is him? I will divide him. Who is the him? Jesus. I will divide him. I will divide Jesus. I will apportion to Jesus. A portion with the great. I will apportion greatness to Jesus. So, because he is an intercessor. So, there is honor for the intercessor. We see there a portion with the great and with the mighty. And we also see the heart of an intercessor. What is the heart of this intercessor? Jesus. His heart is large, and he poured out compassion to the point of death. We see there, he say, because he poured out his soul unto death. And what do we see as the hand of this intercessor? His hand, he says, he bore the sin of many. He bore the sin of many. Meaning what? He carried the sin of many. He covered the sin of many. It's a hand of love, for love covers a multitude of sins. This is Isaiah 53:12. It says again, therefore I will divide him, Jesus, a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Why? Because, what does he say there? Because he poured out his soul, his heart unto death. He poured out his soul, his heart unto death. That speaks of compassion. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many. With his hand, he bore the sin of many. That's love. Love does something. Love does not just pray about it or speak about it. Love also goes out to do something. With his hand, he bore the sin of many, so to say. And in scriptures, he made intercession for the transgressors. He made intercession for the transgressors. Now, for emphasis, what do we see here? What is the heart of an intercessor? What is the heart of an intercessor? It's compassion. It's a heart of compassion. The heart of an intercessor is compassion. And what is the hand of an intercessor? The hand of an intercessor is love. Does something. Goes out to do something. And what is the honor of an intercessor that we see here? Divine greatness. Divine greatness. Divine greatness. The honor of an intercessor is divine greatness and strength. Favor that he or she received from God. And that favor cascades into multiple blessings for life and for eternity. Amen. Now listen to what the Holy Spirit wants us to understand here. What the Holy Spirit wants us to understand is this. And the Holy Spirit is highlighting it and is amplifying it for us so that we can see, hear, and understand it in this scripture. Those he died for, he had prayed for. Let me say that again. Those he died for, he had prayed for. Do you see that? This is what the Holy Spirit wants to underscore, wants to highlight, and wants to clarify and amplify for us so that we can see, hear, and understand in this scripture. Those he died for, he had prayed for. His sacrifice in prayer prepared him for a greater sacrifice in death. I want you to understand this. Please listen very well. Here in this scripture, what the Holy Spirit wants to underscore for us, highlight for us, clarify and amplify for us today so that we can see, hear, and understand is this. Those that Jesus died for, he had prayed for. Those he died for, he had prayed for. Before he died for them, he prayed for them. His sacrifice in prayer prepared him for a greater sacrifice in death. His sacrifice in prayer prepared him to go forward. Listen, the highest form of intercession is for the salvation of souls. The highest form of intercession is for the salvation of souls. And it comes with the greatest rewards. As we see here, for Jesus, because he interceded, because he prayed for the transgressors, because he interceded for the transgressors, the Lord says, the Father says, I will make him great. So the greatest form of intercession is that for the salvation of souls. Our Savior's intercession for us goes far beyond what human can do. Far beyond what any human can do. His intercession was more than just standing in the gap for us. He actually took our place and covered up the gap with his own life. Did you hear that? Because intercession is standing in the gap. But his own intercession goes more than that, goes far beyond that. His own intercession is that he takes up the gap and covers the gap with his own life. What do I mean by that? From intercession to substitution, from intercession to substitution. His intercession prepared him for substitution. If you remember the general definition of an intercessor, as a mediator, an arbitrator, a negotiator, an advocate, or a lawyer. Now, pay attention to this. Pay attention to this picture. Make sure that you are attentive so that you can catch this picture. There's a picture that I'm going to paint for you here. When your lawyer has pleaded and pleaded for you, and you are still not cleared, you are still not released, then your lawyer goes haywire and says, you know what, your honor, whatever my client has done, put it on me, I will pay it. Amen. Let me say that again. Those he died for, those he paid for, he prayed for. When your lawyer has pleaded and pleaded and pleaded for you, and you are still not cleared, you are not released, then your lawyer goes haywire and says, you know what, your honor, whatever my client has done, put it on me, I will pay it. That's what Jesus did for us.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.